Danny Gacelli, East Coast Radio.
I thought it would be fitting to talk about weddings. So I'm engaged. I'm getting married next year. So we went last weekend to look at venues and just to discuss all things wedding. I learned so many things. I think the main thing I learned was, flip, it's expensive. Like, you just mentioned the word wedding. It's like, oh, that'll be an extra $8,000 to that. I want a cake. Oh, fantastic. Is it your kid's birthday party? Yes, it's $3,000. No, I'm lying. It's my wedding. Oh, it's $20,000. I would love to know whether you are married, whether you're about to get married, or maybe you are in the business of doing weddings and putting them together, wedding coordinator. What are some of the do's and don'ts when it comes to marriage and the big day?
Hi, Danny. It's Sarah here from Sarah Stewart Flowers. So I've been doing planning, flowers and decor for 10 years now. And I would say, like, your three big no-nos are trying to please everyone. You've got to remember that it's your special day, not anyone else's. So don't try to please everyone. That includes family, mothers-in-laws. Another big no-no is forgetting your original budget. Some couples get carried away and then it's a big panic and a big stress towards the wedding because you've forgotten your original budget and you haven't stuck to that. And then a third one I would say is just making everything last minute. So do a timeline and just make sure you tick throughout the weeks leading up to the wedding, you're ticking off all of your to-dos and don't leave anything to the last minute because that's when all the stress and the panic sets in. And then just enjoy the lead up to it, enjoy the whole experience, especially on the day. It goes by in an absolute shot. So take like half an hour for just the two of you to like step back, relax, take it all in, have a moment just by yourselves and just appreciate all the hard work that you've put into it and just basically the love that you're feeling. Those are my to-dos and not to-dos. Okay, bye.
I'm so glad we got a professional on the show. Sarah, thank you so much. You can find her on Instagram, Sarah Stewart Flowers. Andy, you are a married lady. If you could change one thing about your wedding, like the do's and the don'ts, if you had to focus on the don'ts, what would you change?
To be fair, we never had a wedding because I didn't want to do a wedding. I felt like it was more like for other people. We had so much pressure to do it.
Yeah.
So for us, it's more like we just did it exactly how we wanted to do it. And we understood that the wedding day, it goes again, as Sarah says, it goes by in a shot. We didn't want to take all of that and the pressures with it and no moment for us because it's all about the wedding and not necessarily us. So yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it was different, I think.
Hey, Danny, hope you're well. It's Llewellyn Nell here from Durban. So if there's one thing that I would change about my wedding day, it would have been the cake. My wife got the friend of hers to make this half-naked, squint-skew kind of missing piece kind of a cake. You had to look at it in an angle or something like that, close one eye and hop on a leg to understand what was going on there. But yeah, the cake lasted longer than the marriage. So that's one thing I would definitely go back and change.
I wonder how long the cake lasted, because if I look at like celebrity relationships, I think Britney Spears was married for like 55 hours or something ridiculous. Yeah.
That is crazy. So it's all about the cake. It's all in the cake.
Yeah. Did you have a big cake?
No, we didn't even have a cake. We had a slice of cake.
Okay, that's probably the way to
We did it so differently.
Yeah,
how many years
that.
Now? Nine years going on 10?
9 years. That's almost like a stable relationship. Nice one. Very, very cool.
So, Pam, are you married?
Yes, hubby and I married for 13 years, so she's good.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you are married. You've had a wedding. Tell me about the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you were to advise someone who's getting married soon, what are the don'ts?
Okay, when we were planning our wedding 13 years ago, we decided on the guest list. There were no kids to be invited to the wedding because some of them might disrupt the wedding ceremony itself, you know, in the church as well. And then also in reception, they probably might have broken something. Obviously, the venue that we used, you have to pay for breakage. So there were no kids allowed at the wedding. And then when we came to the wedding cake itself, we had a 3-tier fruit and flower, fresh flowers on the cake. So what we decided to do is the caterer that actually made the cake for us, we've asked for individual cake pieces to be wrapped up so that each guest gets a piece on their plate. So it makes things so much easier at the reception as well, where there's no messing of the wedding cake. And then when we came to the menu, We tried to obviously accommodate everybody, but also cost-wise as well. So we had like starters, the main meal, and then obviously your desserts. Everything was served buffet style, so obviously you help yourself. And we tried not to put too many items on the menu as well. So just basic items on the menu, like your biryani. Obviously, it's been an Indian wedding, so biryani and curry is obviously number one on the menu. And then when it came to the flowers, obviously I'm very particular in flowers because I love fresh flowers.
Yes.
We made sure that the flowers that actually we made our flowers, maybe it's in the morning of the wedding so that it lasts the entire ceremony where the flowers don't dry up, it stays fresh. And even when you're taking your pictures as well, your bridal bouquet is always fresh, your bridesmaid flowers are fresh, even the buttonholes, roses on the groom and the groomsmen are also fresh as well. So that was basically how we planned our wedding. And also with the alcohol consumption as well, obviously, try to minimize on that during reception, you know. So obviously, if you guys are having an after party, then obviously that's obviously, you know, advisable to do so after. But like I said, try to enjoy the big day. Try to make the most of it as a couple, taking lots of pictures, sharing memories together. And most of all, enjoy the special day because it comes by so quick, you know. So try to enjoy it. And congratulations, Danny. All the best for next year. I'm sure you'll be posting pictures. We all are waiting to see that.
Then thank you so much for this amazing advice, eh?
You're welcome.
We went to look at a venue last weekend, and what do you think of this, right? Everyone's been saying to me, Danny, everything is so expensive, which it is. Do you think we should do a cash bar? Is that what people are doing these days?
Well, the venue that we had 13 years ago was also a place where there was a cash bar downstairs. Your reception was obviously upstairs in the hotel. And then when you came downstairs, there was a cash bar. So if you want to purchase your own alcohol, that is perfectly fine. Because like I said earlier on in my voice note as well, try to minimize the cost as possible. Because remember, you want to have an extravagant wedding. And it's going to be lifetime memories for you and your wife-to-be. So I think that would be a great idea. Well, obviously, if you want to participate in the alcohol, then you know you can buy it on your own. There's a cash bar on the venue.
Yeah, I love that advice. Pam, thank you. That really has helped. And congratulations on a beautiful 13-year marriage. You want to quickly do a shout out to your hubby?
Oh, yes. He's actually at work at the moment. His name is Mr. Rodman. I just want to say thank you for everything that he does for me. Obviously, he works like long hours just to make our family, you know, everything, give us everything off the bed. And I really do appreciate him. In fact, next Friday, he celebrates his birthday next Friday. So, yeah, he's been a great other half. And I couldn't have asked for a more better person to be married to for the past 13 years. I mean, we've been through so much together. And, you know, for 13 years, we're still going strong. It's all by God's grace. So, babe, if you're listening to this, yes, I love you. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you this afternoon when you get home.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful. Now I'm amped to get married. Pam, thank you so much for being on the show, okay?
Hi, Danny. My pearl of wisdom for wedding days was given to me on the day of my wedding by a stranger at the hairdresser on the morning of our wedding. A little old lady said to me, not to stress and don't worry if things don't go the way you planned. Nobody knows how you plan the day. Just roll with it and go with the day as it is. Otherwise, you end up stressed and nobody knows the better. So that's the pearl of wisdom I'd like to share.
Danny Gazzelli, definitely what the groom should not do is drink the night before the wedding, because you're my husband. This guy, he couldn't even stand straight when we're doing the vows. So it was crazy.
Talent is optional, but fun is mandatory. Danny Gazzelli, weekdays from 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.